You have reached emergency roadside assistance.
Hello?
My name is Melissa. You have reached clear cover roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance, or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
I'm currently needing roadside assistance. I'm stranded on the highway.
All right, ma'am. Hold one moment, please. My screen is frozen. Give me just one second. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just troubleshooting. Give me one second.
Okay. Are you trying to find the location?
Oh, no, ma'am. My screen is frozen, and I can't see to put your information in. Give me just one second.
Oh, okay. All right.
May I please have your first name?
Cassandra Patches.
Cassandra?
Yes, last name Patches.
Oh my goodness. C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A?
Yes.
Patches? P-A-T-C-H-E-S?
Correct.
Ms. Patches, may I please have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 520-484-3516.
520-484-3516. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. May I please have the policy number?
Give me one second. Let me get that for you. Policy number is AZ000000014364, the little dash mark, and 00.
For security reasons, may I verify the address registered to your policy?
244 West Ventura Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85705.
Thank you very much. And may I please have the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle that you're calling in about?
It's a 2000 Toyota Avalon XLS.
And the color?
Blue.
And to confirm, what's the reason that you need service today?
I was driving home from work in Casa Grande. My car, I tried to accelerate, and the it won't move. I can accelerate, but the car won't move.
So you lost power, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. And that happened while you were driving on the interstate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have tried, I could turn the car on, the car will stay on, but I'll excel and it just won't move.
And does it still shift out of park and into neutral?
Yes, it does.
So you said it could shift out of parking into neutral, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I keep hearing a bunch of wind.
I'm sorry. That better?
Yes, ma'am. I thought maybe it was the wind or something. You know how it is on the interstate.
Yeah, no, that's why I had gotten into the car, because I was outside and everything was dark, just hear the traffic.
All right. So we need a tow. Is the vehicle all four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel drive standard?
What is it? Four-wheel, two-wheel, all-wheel? I think it's all-wheel. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. And lastly, is this service the result of an accident today?
No.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Passage, will you be the person with the keys when the provider arrives?
Yes.
And may I give the provider 520-484-3516 as a good callback number for you as well?
Yes.
And where are you currently located?
A little bit past mile marker 213 going eastbound. I'm coming from Casa Grande to Tucson.
You said eastbound on?
On I-10.
Eastbound on I-10. Just past mile marker 213?
Yeah, we're a little bit past mile marker 213.
And are you on the right shoulder or the left shoulder?
The right shoulder.
Did you say Tucson?
I'm going towards Tucson. I'm not in Tucson.
Good. Like, so you're in the state of Arizona?
Yes. We're in Eloy.
Okay. I'm going to try to send you a text message. And I want to see if we can get your coordinates just so that I have a more exact, like, view and you know what I'm saying, just a more exact directions to give to the provider.
Says user denied their request for geolocation.
Do you have Messenger or anything running in the background?
I don't have anything running in the background. Do you need the coordinates of where I'm at?
That would help immensely.
Let me see if I can get that for you. Okay, I have the coordinates.
It's okay, give me just 1 second. So you're, is that the latitude or, is that the latitude?
So the first one, it says north, and then the other one, it says west.
That's fine. 32.
0.70303 degrees north.
303, uh-huh.
And then the next one is 111.47906 degrees west.
Uh-huh. You're in Picacho.
Yeah, Picacho. There we go.
Okay, and I must advise you that I have to tell you to the nearest repair facility. If I'm showing you to a resident, then it will not be covered and it will be a out-of-pocket expense.
Okay, and you said the nearest repair facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Which is what?
That would have to be something that you would tell me. You would look up and tell me within 15 miles.
We can't. Within how many miles?
15 miles.
15?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great. Because I'm not from around here. I'm from Yeah, we're in the middle of the desert. There's going to be nothing that's 15 miles.
Let's see. There is a Picacho Pete garage. Oh, this is so crazy. I'm so sorry. How far away from are you from home, ma'am?
I think it was like 47 miles out still.
Yeah. So you would have been, it says covered miles 15 over is the most covered.
Yeah, there's nothing out here. I'm really out in the middle of nowhere.
Hold on 1 second. Were you able to find an address, ma'am?
Yes, so it's 2445 North Silverbell Road in Tucson, Arizona.
2445 North Silverbell Road. And what's the zip code?
85705 or 85745, I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, okay, that's Big O's Tires. Good. Okay, Ms. Patches, I have you all mapped and located. And I'm going to reach out to providers and get you set up for your tow. As soon as I dispatch the provider, you will also receive a text message with the name, number, and estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was it. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. You have a good evening. I'll be in touch with you because just to make sure that you get all the information correctly. As of now, it says that you're covered in full. So everything is good to go, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. I'll be speaking with you shortly.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.